I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Can't face those Twitter notifications? Forgot to watch anything but Netflix? Dreading the video conference small talk at 9? You need a news vitamin, you know. You need the Smart 7. It's a brand new daily podcast that puts your brain into gear. Everything you need to know in less than 7 minutes. You need the smarts? Hey, we got the smarts. The Smart 7, every weekday at 7 a.m. Available right now on Spotify and all the usual places.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
You're about to listen to a Sue Clinch production. Should warn you, the following is not suitable for children. There's a lot of fucking swearing and stuff. To be honest, it's deeply inappropriate. And I actually think pretty fucking rude. Enjoy the show. Hope it gives you some comfort.
Hello, darlings. Hello. Hello to you, my prancing Pikachus. That's what we'll call you. My gregarious Gengars. My malignant Mews. Yes, in case you didn't know, they're all Pokemon characters. Sue Clinch has discovered Pokemon today, and she's been banging on about it. Oh, God, ever since. She's obsessed.
Gotta catch them all, Anna, she screams. Gotta catch them all.
She's not well. She's really not. You see, one of Sue's big problems is she really struggles with advertising slogans. She doesn't realise it's just a sort of heavy suggestion. She does believe that they're actually secret messages from celestial beings. And if she doesn't see them through to the end, bad things will happen to her, you see? So, with Pokemon, she's got to catch them all, for example. And she will. She will make sure she does. She's often been seen in the Nike store on Oxford Street, screaming,
What do you want me to do? Tell me and I'll do it!
You know, and she won't touch Pringles, because she's terrified that if she does pop, she indeed won't be able to stop. Now, tonight I want to talk to you about learning self-acceptance, really, with a little story about some cosmetic surgery that almost cost me my career. Now, this is powerful stuff, I warn you. Although I'm not an academic, I'm quite the clairvoyant. I'm often gifted with visions and such. Only recently I predicted the success of Girls Aloud and the arrival of goo puddings. So, yes, I do have a instinctive connection to the whole universe. I've talked about this before, but as I learned, sometimes if you say the wrong thing, the universe doesn't always get it quite right. Now, one of the quirks of this lockdown is being confronted with yourself, isn't it? We're all facing that right now. Hours and hours, weeks and weeks, possibly years of your own fucking company. Now, normally that's something I don't mind. I could spend days lying nude in front of the mirror with a grab bag of minstrels, just basking in the glory of my own creation. But it doesn't quite feel the same in lockdown. Also, the lighting's not great in my room. Alone or with a family, there's never been a time in recent history where our own company has been put in the spotlight to this extent. The most important thing, listeners, is that you learn to love yourself. You accept who you are, where you are, and who you are with. Even if the person does smell like ham sitting in a nest of old socks, Sue Clinch is not well. That acceptance is vital. In the past, I learned the hard way about the dangers of vanity and not accepting yourself. And I've never needed this reminder more than now. It's a true and painful story, and I hope it may lighten your own loads. As a young actress, I was described as talented and charismatic, if a little long. But I did have an Achilles heel, something that I thought was stifling my own success. It wasn't my irritable bowels, it wasn't even Sue Clinch nibbling at my heels everywhere I went. Fuck, that was annoying. I'd go into auditions, can we see your Shakespeare? Yes, here we go. I'd do the Shakespeare, they'd say, great, but why is that woman biting your heel? I don't know, I'd say. She's just latched on at some point. I can't shake her off. No, neither of those things were what really made it difficult. What really fucked me was that I had an incredibly sweaty top lip. Now, I'm not talking a little drop of perspiration here and there. I'm talking dripping wet, just flooding off me like Niagara Falls. Kissing me was like snogging a Labrador, as John Smells, my husband, used to say. The number of lovers I almost drowned with a quick peck was frightening. Sometimes my top lip sweated so much I would take a drink of water, put the glass on the table, and it would still be full. My party trick was resuscitating fish in supermarkets. Mother, of course, told me it was the devil's curse. She was always awful, she really was. It really knocked my self-confidence, actually, guys. I tried everything to stop it, but nothing would work. So, as always, I go to the universe, I lock myself in the pantry, which was the only room I could get away from Sue Clinch, because it's not big enough for two, but she was still trying to nibble at the door. But anyway, I ask the universe for help. I close my eyes and I chant, I chant, I chant. I want a dry top lip. I want a dry top lip. I want a dry top lip. Please just fucking give me a dry top lip. Now, as I've said before, chanting really does work. It really does. Asking the universe for help is a very powerful thing. How else do you think Simon Cowell got a career, huh? That little badger wouldn't have a job waxing Katie Hopkins' fanny if it wasn't for the universe. Sorry I had to use that word, Katie Hopkins. But your dreams never quite manifest as expected. You have your dreams, the universe has its own plans, and the wish is often met halfway. So you better be damn clear what you are asking for. Speak clearly. Sue Clinch once asked the universe for a man with muscles and tats, and the following month she opened the door of a Nissan Micra and knocked a fisherman with moobs off his bicycle. Killed him instantly. And she kept the corpse. Sure enough, the universe answered my request, and within 2 months, £5,000 came through in a divorce settlement, and I had enough money to pay for an operation to have a gland removed from under my armpit, which I was told would stop the sweaty lip. Oh! I was so excited! I suddenly felt like a great weight had been lifted from me, or at least a fat gland. I had power. I could stride into auditions with the confidence of a sexy, high-ranking naval officer. If I could get rid of that gland, nothing would be beyond my grasp, I thought. The day comes for the operation. As I'm going under, I say to the surgeon, "Darling, this is costing 5K. It is quite a lot of money. If there's any time left over, I wouldn't mind a perkier bum. Or if you've got enough time, a little lift around the eyes. Just nip off that mole on my thigh. Anything, really. Get creative, you bloody genius." And then snap, I'm out. I wake up hours later, and the armpit gland has been removed. The operation has worked. Fuck. You don't even realise you've got a gland till it's gone, as the song goes. You don't know you've got a gland till it's gone. It bloody worked. I was free. I was new. I was confident. My top lip was as dry and dusty as the Sahara on a very hot day. I could kiss without the fear of even slightly waterboarding anybody. Hallelujah! I screamed, which is the correct pronunciation, actually. Google it. But as I said, you have your dreams. You put them out to the universe. Better be careful what you wish for. They often come back not quite as you expect. There I was on cloud bloody 14, snogging the entire acting world, when suddenly I felt an unusual moist sensation. I looked down, and the bottom half of my legs is covered in water, just wringing. Turns out I've got sweaty knees. The body had compensated. The lip was cured, but the water had to come out somewhere. It came out of my knees. I didn't even know the little fuckers sweated. And yes, they are very little knees, which is weird in itself. Now I've got weird, sweaty knees. A nightmare. But you know what? It was the universe's choice, and you have to accept what the universe says. And in time, I grew to accept my sweaty knees. After experimenting with fabrics, with wicking, I've learnt to deal with it. And I say on top of my CV, if you want me, darling, if you want this talent, you take them sweaty knees. That's the package, darling. Take it or leave it. And more times than not, they do leave it. But you know, the point is, life is about acceptance. Be happy with who you are and what you have and where you sweat. As lockdown continues and our faces stare firmly in the mirror of self-reflection, say to yourself, I am wonderful, actually, because you are. You really are. And if you can't accept yourself, then when this is all over, come to me and I'll accept you. Or if not, I'm sure Sue will.
Oh, God, she's coming in now. What is it, darling?
I've got to catch them all. I've got to catch them all.
Oh, God, she's got a net. Back off, darling. Back off, you fiend. All right, that's it for tonight. Toodle-pip, see you tomorrow. Mwah!
Oh, before I go, special thanks to Alex Worrell, who helped with this episode. Cheers, Alex.
That was a Sue Clinch production. I hope you enjoyed it. Anna's going to be doing one every fucking night. Please do listen to her regular podcast, Talking to Actors, every Wednesday, starting again soon. And if you want to be a Patreon, then do it. Go on Patreon, look up Talking to Actors, Anna Mann, give us a quid. We're fucking starving here. Also, you can follow Anna and Colin on Twitter. Colin O Comedy, Anna Mann Actress, Instagram, Facebook, you know what to do. Alright, take care of each other. We'll get through this together.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Oh, hello you. My name's Tom Price.
Hello, I'm Dave Cribb.
You should come and join us. Every day we do a podcast called Cabin Fever, where we talk to loads of comedians who've had to cancel everything else in their lives, so they come on our podcast instead, don't they, Dave?
Yeah, it's an isolation podcast.
Dave, were you yawning at the start of that sentence then? Was it just a little yawn?
Yeah, it's basically the Great Big Owl isolation podcast. We'll have people on from all our podcasts, from your Rule of Threes, your Brian and Rogers, your Musicals, your Bitchins. If you like any of our podcasts, if you like any of those people, chances are they'll be logging onto the Zoom call and just chatting, because let's face it, they got nothing else to do.
Also, there'll be a quiz on the bill. All right, see you soon. Lots of love.
Cabin FE 83709. Oh, that's our Twitter name.